This is The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design.
Hello, everyone. Our guest today is Professor Fred Duval, who teaches audio in interactive media, radio, and our music programs at Seneca Polytechnic. He's been with Seneca for 24 years. Really a pleasure to see you today, Fred. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Fred, let's start off. You've had such an interesting career, such an interesting background. You were a musician. You worked at A&M Records. And yep. What did you do there, and how did that lead to you coming to Seneca?
I was a musician as a kid. I was fond of it and jumped right into that. And of course, any employment I seeked out after school had to be the music business. So A&M Records, I had an opportunity to work for them, and that was a wonderful situation of meeting artists and a great company that they said, okay, he's working for us and he seems to be into the tech side in that. Why don't we give him a little more and a little more? So yeah, it was a really good time.
And what brought you from that career to teaching?
I also, by being a musician, I was a session musician and I was playing in all these recording studios. And then because I'm a drummer, so I get my tracks done first. And in those days, you'd get the drums down and then you'd sit and drink coffee while the other guys did stuff. And I was watching them do that mixing, engineering, and I went, I kind of like this. So I started buying some equipment. And now, including today, I got into putting a recording studio together and I ended up doing that for a long time, and I was super, super busy, had a great time doing it. What ended up happening is, I grew up with recording to tape, analog, and then digital came in, and I kept growing with it. I was the very intro of digital audio and all the changes that went through. But just like a lot of things in today's day and age, is a lot of technology is being replaced by other things. You can't help it. And the studio got slower. There wasn't as much work. And a good friend of mine said, you know what? You should work at Seneca. You should teach at Seneca. You'd be really good at it just by the way you do things. And I said, no, no, no. And I kind of put it off. I was going, no, I'm still going to try to be a rock star. Anyway, he came back again and he said, you know, you really should. And I said, well, you know, the way I am, I look like an old hippie and, you know, going to Seneca. He goes, it's all good. You know, it'd be fine. You try it out. So I came to Seneca and my first semester was a big eye opener on working with students and getting them excited about audio. And I'm going, I could do this. To be honest, I never thought I'd be 24 years in. I thought a couple years of doing it and then something else would happen. But I'm not leaving. You know, like, I mean, maybe you guys will toss me out at some point. But at the moment, I still enjoy it. So that's how I ended up at Seneca. Come in for the short term and I'm still here.
That's fantastic. We're so lucky to have you. Fred, your students love you. I hear them talk about you. They call you Professor Red Shoes.
Yes.
I assume that's because you often wear red shoes.
Yeah, I always wear red shoes. Yeah, red Converse, rock and roll issue. And you know what? It was my first semester. It was a student. And, you know, hey, Professor Fred Duval, da, 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 da. And this one student leaving the class goes, thank you so much, Professor Red Shoes. And I was laughing. I'm going, that's pretty funny. Well, the other students caught on. And before you know it, I would have students come in that don't even know me. And they look at the floor at my shoes, not my eyes, and go, you're that Pro Tools guy. You're that audio guy. I go, yeah. So I'm typecast. So even if I want to change the color of my shoes, I can't because I'm Professor Red Shoes, you know? So anyway, I think that was pretty funny and it stuck. And I've kind of made it a thing. I even have a YouTube thing called Professor Red Shoes so that Professor Red Shoes can get in trouble, not Professor Fred Duval, you know, in my teaching. And so that's what happened.
So getting back to your ability with technology and your studio experience, you cite as your inspiration two very successful producers, George Martin and Daniel Lanois. Yeah. What is it about the careers of those two people that is inspiring to you?
The Beatles were a big deal. Actually, I'm a drummer because of the Beatles. I saw them as a kid on Ed Sullivan, and I went, I want to do that, right? And then And without George Martin on board, I mean, I'm sure they would have done fine. But as they called him, the fifth Beatle, and he was amazing at his direction, musical composition. He made them the greatest thing in the world, you know? So I've been following George Martin's work on other projects. And then our Canadian guy, Daniel Lamoille, he's got a real interesting approach to recording and producing and working with artists. And you know what? I still learn every day. I still learn. I have to learn the changes in technology, but I still learn brand new things that are going on in the world. There's, you know, of course, AI being involved in music. There's a technology called Dolby Atmos, and I've been studying all that because I figure it's not going to go away. And again, stay on board, stay ahead of it. Don't get stuck in the old ways. You got to, you know, move on. So,
well, I think that's one of the reasons your students like your classes so much, Fred, is because you are really committed. You're passionate about staying on top of things, not just as a out of a sense of duty, but because you genuinely love, you know, that experience and to learn. I'm wondering where you see the future of audio going in general.
Like, I'm a little concerned about the AI approach in audio. I know that's probably not going to affect the live scenario of musicians and that sort of thing. But technology-wise, you know, if students learn audio and learn digital recording and all those techniques, and then AI starts taking care of it and you lose that personal human touch, I'm a little worried about that. But I don't know where it's going. I'm not scared of it, but I'm a little concerned, you know?
I think there's a lot of concern in multiple industries about what the overall, I mean, there's an actors and writers strike right now underway, and AI is at the center of that in terms of how to leverage that technology without disadvantaging people who are in the industry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear you on that. But I think if anyone is prepared to help our students navigate through that landscape, it would be folks like you. So speaking of audio in general, you mentioned that The Dark Knight is your favorite movie because of the audio in that movie. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I've had people say, and actually I talked to the students about this, I said, I will be poisoning your hearing. Do not be scared. But, you know, as a young fella, I would listen to music and I call it a wash. You it go by you and you would go, I like it or I don't. But wearing different hats as a musician, a recording engineer, a professor, I pick apart things. So I sit in a theater. I generally need to see a movie twice, because the first time I'm taking in the audio and I'm missing a lot of the video. And I've always thought it must be terrible for the video editors to edit a movie, because they'll be sitting there and they'll be going, edit, special effects, blah, blah, blah. And of course, anybody that goes with me to the theater will end up saying to me, be quiet and watch the show, because I'm talking about the audio, you know? So, yeah, Dark Knight was quite amazing audio-wise, and I still see movies. I saw the Elvis one, and I got to hear it in Atmos, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And again, it was a good movie, but I was focused on audio. I mean, I don't close my eyes when I'm in there, but I do see it. But it's the audio portion I love.
So I think Dark Knight was a Christopher Nolan film, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And he's known for the quality of his sound production.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Oppenheimer is his latest, and I hear that the sound is great on that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Fred, you also list as one of your major influences, inspirations, role models, your father.
Yeah.
And you say he taught you about work ethic. And can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah. You know, I remember being a little angry as a kid that, you know, you'd finish school and you'd have the summer off. And my father would say, well, you're not sitting around doing nothing. You're going to work, you know, and whether it was cleaning up the yard or whatever it was. And he was always about, you get up, you go to work, you do the best job you can. Very strong work ethic. He did more than one job, and he was just all about that. So I took that in, and I would say, you know, watching my father's life inspired me to be the same hardworking person and try and enjoy what you do. My father's no longer around, but I'll never forget the different things that he taught me or told me what to do or expect. I would say the only time we ever stood kind of in a little battle would be, he'd be saying, you should work for this company because of the financial. And I go, but I want to work for this company because of the music in the business. So we always have a little bit of an edge against each other on that. He's going, you gotta go for the money and blah blah blah, and I'm going, yeah, but A&M Records, you know, or whatever company I work for. So yeah, he was a great man.
Well, you've certainly done well following your passion and following the music, so we're the beneficiaries of that here at Seneca. Fred, anything else you want to add?
I do have to say, one of my favorite things about teaching is actually watching certain students that have even approached me and said, I want more. More than what you're teaching, I want more. And I can say, well, go check this out or go do this. And that's happened pretty much every semester. I'll get a couple students that stand out and want more. And again, they're showing enthusiasm that I go, well, you want more. Let me tell you more. You know, go check this out and that. So I like teaching here, and I do like it when I see students that are successful in the business. There used to be audio in journalism. Two students from there are both on City TV, and Jamie, I can't remember his last name, he's on there very strong. And then there was a young lady, and she does the social on the station, and they were students of mine. And again, they also wanted more and talked. And you know, you go, they're going to be fine. They're going to do good. So anyway, that is one of the big bonuses working in Seneca, is you go, well, I know I've got so much time left on the planet, and I'm going to keep going and do what I do. But it's nice to see the young people coming up that want to go for it and do the same thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's so great to hear, Fred. So my last question, you had mentioned we have a pre-interview process as part of these podcasts. And Fred mentioned that one of the things he was interested in is having me join his country band. So maybe we can talk after the podcast about what that looks like. I'll have to change my wardrobe a bit.
You'll have to change the wardrobe. I'm not saying I can hang with you or anything like that, but if you're going to be in the band, you got to have the hat and the boots and the,
All right, maybe we can go shopping after this. Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to talk to you, Fred.
And pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
We'll wrap it up there. Professor Fred Duvall.
You have been listening to The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design, produced by Seneca's Radio Broadcasting students.